A bill that would get cleaner fuel in Utah gas pumps sooner is advancing in the state legislature. KUER's Judy Faes has the story.
Senators cleared the way Thursday for Utah refineries to get millions of dollars in tax credits for removing pollution-forming sulfur from gasoline. Republican Senator Ralph Okerlund of Monroe is the bill's sponsor, and he called the incentive good for economic development and the single biggest move this year towards improving air quality.
If we're serious about cleaning up the air, this bill does that.
Combined with new federal clean car standards, the clean fuel standards are expected to cut pollution so much in northern Utah that it will be like taking four of every five cars off the road. Federal law doesn't require the Utah refineries to make and sell what's called Tier 3 fuel locally. About 80% of the fuel used in Utah comes from those five refineries. The remainder comes from Wyoming refineries that are required under federal law to install the equipment to produce the Tier 3 fuel. Okerlund says now the Utah refineries will upgrade too, thanks to the tax credit.
Each of the refineries that we've talked to say this makes a difference for them. We will move, and we will move quicker now that this incentive is in place.
Critics say refineries should do the right thing without incentives, but supporters say the economic payoff will offset the state's costs. Okerlund says his bill has solid support in the House, where it's headed next. Judy Faes, KUER News.